Hello, my angels. I hope you're well. Welcome to the podcast. Today, I kind of want to talk about marathon training, gym, nutrition, my mindsets around it. And I'm sure once I've done the marathon, I'll have a load more tips from the actual race day. But I know that I've got like some strong mindsets going into the race. I hear a lot of people have like race time goals, even if it's their like first or second marathon, which I think is absolutely fine. But on my behalf, I found that really detrimental to my first marathon because I actually had never done a marathon. Obviously, it's my first one, but you have no idea what to expect. You haven't learned enough about running. You haven't learned enough about the race. And just to whack on a time, like, you know what you're doing, like, I don't know, it really stressed me out in the race because I kept thinking I had done bad. Whereas just completing a marathon is so amazing, or even just trying it. And so going into this marathon, I've had a lot of questions from people like, oh, what's your race time? Like, what are you trying to get? And every time I'm like, I'm going in to enjoy it. And because that's been my mindset from as soon as I started my marathon training 4 months ago, I've noticed some real progress and I am super, super proud of myself. Like, I don't know. I just didn't think that like you could reap so many rewards and see so much progress and just be proud of yourself without being strict with yourself or harsh or like you needed to reach something, or even if it wasn't purposely like in a negative, harsh way, you'd kind of have an attitude of like, okay, but I need to do this. I need to be able to achieve this. Whereas I've really just gone in and I've just been like so chill and I've trained hard in my training block so that I can enjoy the marathon. So I have been putting in my effort and it's just been paying off. And it's so nice to be able to go into the race and be like, I actually don't mind what I get. And I think not sharing, like I don't mind. I have a rough idea of what I could potentially get just from like my 34 kilometer one where I like pace myself and stuff. But I don't even want to put it out to the world because as soon as I put it out to the world, I will then think I owe someone to reach that. Whereas I don't owe like anyone any particular race time. It is so individual. Also, something I've noticed recently is how much there is a running boom. And you could be like, Anna, surely you knew. And because I'm on socials and I'm probably like, well, I'm contributing to the like the running thing. Do you know what I mean? I'm running and posting about it. So you contribute to it. But I don't go on socials too much. And I'm also just in my own little like la la land. And only recently did I realize like how much running has become, I don't even want to say a trend, like just a new way of like fitness that everyone is doing. Like it's becoming a new normal. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it's incredible. You know, running is such an amazing thing and I love it. But it's very like, because I was spending a little bit more time on social media recently and I was just seeing a lot more stuff and I was like, oh my God, like there is a lot of running stuff out there. And it is so important to not compare yourself with other people. Like it doesn't matter what pace someone else can do. Like we are all in our own individual little bubbles. And I think something that has really protected me in this marathon block has been the fact that I haven't compared myself to other people, because then I could think my progress wasn't good enough or worthy enough to celebrate or anything like that. Whereas because I'm in my own little bubble, I'm like, this is a PB for me. I have beat me. And it's not always about beating yourself, but like literally not beating yourself. But I don't know, like the fact that I've done better than something I've done before, like that's all I can ask for. And so if you are seeing like running times or anything like that, even if you see my stuff sometimes, like I think the only important thing is the times and paces in relation to the person. And actually it doesn't matter too much, but let's say one of my friends who is a very amazing runner and they hit a PB on marathon day, I'm just going to be like, go you. And then at the same time, if there's another runner on social media and they're like, let's say an hour longer on race day, but they did a PB of 2 minutes or half an hour or 1 minute or 30 seconds, I'm literally going to be like, go you, like you've done amazing. And so it's the same for me. Like if I make a PB on myself that is all that matters. And saying that, it's not always about PBing. Like, you can be proud of yourself for just getting on the run. You know, there's a saying that like only like what 50%, actually I don't know what percentage, but only as let's say half of your runs actually feel good, or maybe even a third of your runs actually feel good. And so when you are in your like training block or you're doing your runs, don't expect to PB every time. Oh my gosh, like the best thing that I've done in my marathon training is actually run slower. I got a heart rate tracker and I was such a dumbo and I lost it. Like, that was expensive and I literally lost it. I've lost it for the last like 3 weeks or a month. Anyways, the heart rate tracker would obviously give you a really like accurate heart rate. And you basically want to be like staying in your zone two. So like for me personally, that was like keeping my heart rate like below 145 on a comfortable run. And so something I've been doing this marathon training is going out on runs and not caring about pace or what other people think or anything like that. And just running at a low heart rate, keeping it nice and chill. Or another way that you can test it is that if you can hold a conversation with someone, or just feeling really relaxed in it. But yeah, not all your runs will feel amazing. Not all your runs will be a new PB. There's been lots of times where like I'll do a run and it won't be as good as the other one. That's fine. But as long as you've got little glimpses of like times in your marathon, not in your marathon, but like in a training block or in a year of running, that's all you can ask for. Like, I think that's why I like sometimes like doing a race or doing something, because I'm able to like work towards something and then show myself that like, you know, I've progressed. I think I'm so proud of myself actually for my mindset compared just to like previous years of training, or especially towards like my last marathon training block. But I've done really well mentally with my marathon training. Just feeling proud of myself and feeling good in myself. One thing I've definitely learned, or another thing, is skip a run if you need to. Now, I know there's going to be a lot of advice out there from the pros, and I'm saying this because this is me. I have a lot of great runners around me and they will tell me advice and there'll be times where I don't listen. And I think that's definitely what happened in my first marathon and training block, was because I was told things but I didn't really fully understand it myself, so I didn't really do it. I didn't understand fueling properly during the race. I didn't understand electrolytes. I didn't understand skipping a run. I didn't understand don't change anything before race day. And now I'm learning, even if it makes me uncomfortable, that if the pro says something, I am listening. So basically, I have had a bit of a hamstring injury the last month. It's flared up in like a lot of my runs. I've still been running great, but it's been there. It's also been there when I've been relaxing. I've had several physio sessions on it and we are getting slightly better. Like, I'm going to be fine for race day, but the last week and this week was tapering down. So basically doing less mileage, but you're still doing some good runs. Like, I was supposed to do an 18 kilometer, a 12 kilometer, 11 kilometer tempo. I was supposed to do like 6 runs, right, in the last 2 weeks. And I've done about like 3, but I've done them like all easy and probably like 4K, a 5K and an 8K, right? And so it was really hard to like, not resting because I felt guilty, but it was more like not hitting all my runs on my plan because I want to make myself proud. But everyone around me was like, especially now, like I have what, 8 or 9 days until my marathon. Everyone around me has just said, rest, like let your hamstring just like recover and then on race day, go do it. But like, it doesn't matter. So if you are following like a runner plan or like just a run plan or coaching or anything, like allow yourself to skip a run if you need to. I also did this in my marathon training block. Like if I had a really, really busy week and I put my absolute best effort, but I couldn't do one of my runs, or if I felt really tired or not energized, you do just have to skip the run. It does not matter. I know someone who ran on an injury for months and did a whole marathon on that and then really struggled afterwards. So I would definitely not do that. I now want to share what I've learned about fueling. So I think it was about a month ago where I started trying different fueling methods on my actual marathon, because before that, like, I would just use gels. I was working up to like 20 kilometers, 24 kilometers, actually 26. And I found that I was just feeling a bit sick by the end of the gels. I use gel blocks anyway, so it's not like the really, really squidgy gels, but it's still like the same substance. Anyways, I just felt like really, like my stomach just hurt. And not in a way of like stinging or like aching, maybe it was an ache, but it felt hungry and it felt just not nice. And so when I did my first 30K, I decided to just try out a few different methods before race day. So I packed a flapjack, I packed some dried fruit, like some dates, and I also brought my gels. I also added a carbohydrate and electrolyte mix to my water, which I had never done before. Like, if you had asked me a year ago, I'd be like, what? Like, surely you don't need that much fuel on a run. Like, I just didn't know. And so it had 50 grams of carbs in. It was a powder you poured in your water and it just became like another liquid. And then it also had electrolytes in, which is like salts and stuff. And I had it. So I tried so many different things out. Like, bearing in mind, before that, I would just have two bottles of plain water, because you've got your two flasks in a running vest. And then I would have like a stick of gels. And yeah, I was feeling a bit like I wasn't feeling great in them. Then I switched to this, where I had all of those things I've just listed. And it was my best run yet. Something had just clicked. I finally understood what it meant to fuel on a run. You know, like straight off the bat, I would just have a nibble of something at like 20 minutes or half an hour. And just every 20 minutes, just have a nibble of something and just keep my body topped up, rather than waiting to get 2 hours in, feeling really deflated, then starting to get some carbs in, then starting to get some electrolytes in. Like, no, I'm just topping myself up from the get-go. The electrolyte drink worked amazing. Like, it had carbs in as well. So it just felt like I had this like free energy. And I kind of made sure that I didn't drink too much of it at the beginning. Like, I drank a good amount, but I wanted the last like 45 minutes to an hour of my run. So let's say a 30K, it took me like 3 hours or something. I wanted the last hour, because you're going, like, I was pushing the paces, I was trying to go faster. It's a bit harder to eat. So I kind of wanted some really easy carbs to be able to drink while I'm like in the harder intensity of my exercise. Whereas at the beginning of my 30K, I'm just like going a lot more comfortable. And so it worked amazing. I was like, oh my God, like, I've hacked the system. I understand fueling. And so then on my next run, I did it again. And this time I decided to not have a plain water flask. I decided to add electrolytes to it. So I had one water flask that was electrolytes and carbs, and the other one that was just electrolytes. Now, electrolytes are super, super important because they replenish the salts. They are what like can help fatigue, cramping, like helps your muscles actually release energy. And so literally every time I'm now either like on a run, if I've got my running vest, if it's like, if I haven't got my running vest and I've just got like my phone on me or something, like, and just in a running belt, I won't have like a drink on my run. I just will make sure before or after I have my electrolytes. And that's the same with the gym. I bring like an electrolyte drink to the gym. So while I'm drinking water, I'm not just having plain water, but I'm actually allowing my body to be more hydrated, because the salts help your body keep the water in you. And so, yeah, it's just been like, I'm on like an electrolyte craze at the moment. Well, not craze, but I've actually been really, really consistent, which makes me so happy when I'm actually consistent at something. And I think you're able to be consistent when you really understand the value it brings to you. So because I've understood how much electrolytes help recovery, rehydration, all of that stuff, I've been more inclined to do it. So pretty much every single morning, or at least every single day, I just get a glass of water, I pour my electrolytes in. I'll also put a scoop of creatine in. So I'm having my creatine and electrolytes every single day. And then that'll just be like one electrolyte there. If I find myself a bit dehydrated, if I've had a long day, I'll take another electrolyte. If I'm exercising, I'll take another one. So yeah, it's just really good. Now, the electrolytes I use, in fact, something that I've kind of been like using at the moment is there's a website called Health, and they're basically like a hub of all things good for your body. And it's spelled Health, but instead of the TH at the end, it's an F. And I'll put a link below with like my code and stuff. But they're basically like a UK distributor, and they have so many different supplements and nutrition things that help you out. And basically I shop through there to make sure that like I get the best quality. And it's just nice to like go to one place online and pick out all the different things you want to like try and stuff. Because I think it's also really good to try different products, even if someone recommends just one thing, because everybody likes different things. So I like the fact that I can order a few things on there and then see what I basically like. And actually, I have a discount code, code Anna, and they are actually the sponsor of today's podcast. I don't tend to have sponsors, so you know when it's a good thing or a good brand, because I will actually let you guys know on this podcast. But yeah, when I'm on my runs, I do like to use the LMNT electrolyte. They're really, really good. And they're actually like an American company, but Health is the only like place in the UK where like they're distributed, if that makes sense. So if you want to try them, I would try to get it off there. The creatine is the company Thorne, and they are also on the Health website. So I'll link everything down below. And yeah, I'm actually recently partnered with Health, which is just amazing. Like if you go on the website, you'll understand why I like it, because it's just everything you want on there that's just like health and fitness. You can browse. Also, what I liked is that when I asked the close people within the team and I said, oh, what about this brand? Do you have this brand on there? And they said, no, like we have a banned list. And, you know, if they don't have any like not great ingredients, they don't get to go on the website. And so I just found that really interesting. I was like, oh, wow, like they've got their head screwed on. So yeah, if you want to use code Anna, you can grab some bits. But electrolytes has been my go-to, creatine has been my go-to, and I've just felt like really like, I don't know, energized and like really good. The last thing to do with marathon training, and then I'm really excited to tell you about my thoughts about the gym. Nothing new for race day. I've heard it a lot from the pros, and I was very close to not listening because I've been running in the Asics Nova Blast. I love them, I adore them. Since I've come back from Australia, I went from an On Cloud Flow, so the brand On, that's what I was running in Australia. I thought that was going to be my marathon shoe. I got sent a Nova Blast A6 Nova Blast shoe. When I came back, I put them on and they were the most beautiful thing. I tried to go back onto my On Cloud shoes and I hated every second. Like it was my worst run ever. So since then I went back to my Nova Blast, and they're quite different shoes. So no wonder like my feet hurt on the run when I went back into my old shoe. Anyways, I've been training in the Nova Blast, and then there is a lot about, not a lot, there's a lot of say about kind of using a carbon plated shoe in your marathon race or on race day. It's basically like a carbon plate in your shoe, and it gives a little bit more spring, a little bit more bounce, and helps you run faster and hit more PBs on race day. Now, you shouldn't actually train in a carbon shoe. So like if you have like an Alpha Nike thing or whatever, like you shouldn't be doing your easy runs on that, by the way. So check your shoes. Anyways, I kind of left things a little bit late. I'm leaving to LA in 2 days, and there's literally like no opportunity for me to get a new shoe, apart from if I wanted to walk into London, which I am going into Central today, and get them. But when I went into the running shop today, and I've also just heard it from other people, they were like, don't try anything new. You have a week left. Your foot and your running style has got used to this type of shoe. If you change your shoe, you could like affect your marathon race. And what he also said was, because I basically have two pairs of Nova Blast, because the one I'm going to be racing in is a pretty much brand new, he said the shoe like won't be worn out, so it will still like really support you. So basically, long story short, I am not changing my shoe anymore. I'm not running in a carbon plate, even though I really wanted to. I'm just going to allow myself to run in what I know works. And then when I do my next marathon, I'm going to be able to like utilize the carbon shoe as like a way to get another PB alongside training well. But like I want to be able to incorporate that shoe into my training rather than, oh, I'll just whack it on for the race and not try it out. So that was a very in-detailed conversation about shoes. If you're not into running, you might have found that extremely boring. Anyways, let's talk gym. So obviously marathon training has been my focus, and the gym and me have had a break. We've been on a little bit of a breakup. There was several times this month where I walked in and I walked straight back out. There was just no desire. I think if I'm being completely honest, since running, like I used to go into the gym and that used to be my feel good thing. I used to get a coffee. I used to just train in the gym, walk out and be like, la, 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 life's good. Now, like, I like being outside. I like being in nature. I like running. Like, it feels good. That is my, like, breath of fresh air. And when I found myself going into the gym, I just felt like it was dark. I felt like it was just, like, I don't know, it just wasn't good vibes. I had no kind of purpose to my training. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I think it was also hard because basically, I'm doing a Hyrox competition like 20th of April. So it's a month after my marathon race. I'm supposed to be training it right now. Well, I say supposed to, but like no one's actually telling me to do it. Anyways, I still struggled when I went into the gym because I didn't know how to train it. I didn't have a plan. I didn't know what I was doing. And so I would still do weights, but I just didn't feel good. I walked out. You kind of get the mojo. Anyways, there was a little breakthrough and I've got to explain the process. So I decided to write up my own little Hyrox plan at home, which if you know me, like I do not write plans. I don't like following them, but I actually felt like I needed a plan. So I wrote a little Hyrox plan and I waddled to the gym and I did my plan and I felt amazing. It felt so good to just be in my body, getting a little sweat on. It just felt really good. And then what was really interesting was that after it, because it was like 25 minutes long, I was like, okay, I'm just going to hit some like upper body weights for like 10, 15 minutes, like some bicep curls, etc. I walk over to the weight section and immediately my mood drops. And I'm like, what's just gone on? Like I just had the best workout. I walk into the weight section and my mood is critically low. And I'm doing these bicep curls and, you know, I was looking in the mirror and I was like, shit, you know, go you. But I still didn't feel good. And I was like, why is this? Like, I look fine. It's not that like my brain is having these overwhelming thoughts of anything, because even if that does happen, I'm quite like compassionate towards myself. And I'm like, it's just a mindset thing, like leave it. So I was just for one really, really confused why like I was down. Like I was like, I have no reason to. And then I walked away from the weight section because I was like, what's going on there? And I went back to kind of like working out in the middle of the mat section, no mirrors, just like doing a few bits. And I felt great again. I left the gym and I was like, cool. Then I was reflecting, right? And this is what I wrote in my journal. I think it was the mirrors, and not in a way of like a body negative way, because I think I looked great. But I think it was because instead of being present inside my body and focusing on how the movement feels, you focus on what you look like. Like you are literally looking at your body from a third person perspective in the mirrors. Now, do you not think that makes so much sense? Like I went to the weight section and just because there were mirrors and I was doing my bicep curls, I was focusing on what the bicep curls looked like. Not necessarily what my body looked like, but just the whole thing. I was training out of body. I was looking in a mirror to then look back at me, right? So imagine your eyes going up towards the mirrors back at you. It's like a loop. You're out of your body. But when I was training Hyrox, there was, or just even like doing a little workout, not in front of the mirrors and in the mat section, I was in my body. There was nothing to look at. There was no reflection. I couldn't think what I looked like. I could only like appreciate how I felt in it. And I felt good. My heart was beating. My legs were strong. My arms were strong. And that's like the most of what I could kind of like, I don't know, feel about it. And honestly, it stuck with me ever since. I can't, you know, how long has it been like a trend to like, and I'm not putting anyone down that does this. I'm just thinking on my own behalf. How long has it been a thing where we go to the gym, we're in like a cute little gym outfit, we're looking in the mirror and that's like we're training weights and we've got a mirror right in front of us, right? You're like training like, and you're doing it like, I don't know what the word is, but in correlation to what you look like. I don't know, that's not the right word, but you know what I'm thinking. And I just think it's so out of body. And since I did that workout, I've probably done like two more gym sessions after that, three. I did one this morning and I went in and I was not training by the mirrors. I was training in the middle of the mat section. You know, I was just focusing on myself. And even when I wanted to do some bicep curls, I grabbed the weights, I brought them to the mat section where there was no mirrors. You know, I think it's so important to not like check your reflection all the time. Like I just went back in, I was doing my thing and I was focusing on how the bicep curl actually felt in my biceps rather than what I looked like from a third person perspective. And I just think that is so interesting. Now I'm about to be so vulnerable right now and I'm going to share another part of my journal that like it's me being so honest. I'll be totally honest and say that I used to be the opposite. I used to think it was useless being in the mat section without mirrors or being in a section where no one can see. It was like I was looking for external validation from the mirrors or other people, or even videos I took. Whereas now, I love it. I love being in my zone and training for myself, making the focus of my workout how it feels, pushing myself when it's the days of my month I have energy, and slowing down in like my luteal phase or menstrual phase. I like the feel of a hybrid athlete, but in my own special way. In fact, it's not hybrid. It's just being athletic and active, working towards performance goals, feeling energetic and feeling athletic, but at the same time, not being go, 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 slowing down when I need to and working in a cyclical fashion. That was some real honesty at the beginning. Like there was a part of me that used to train to like people to see me or me to look in the mirrors and see me. And also recently, guys, I'm wearing like new gym outfits. Hear me out. I'm wearing a t-shirt. Now, this may sound like really weird and so like useless and there's no right or wrong thing or whatever I'm saying, but not a baggy t-shirt, like a normal running t-shirt, like slim fit, normal t-shirt, but not like slim as in tight, like figure hugging, but just t-shirt. Like, I think because, again, my body's an instrument, not an ornament. It's not the fact that I'm trying to hide my body, I want to say that, but I'm also trying to not show it, like I'm also not trying to show it off or like get that external validation from it. I'm simply coming to the gym to train, and I'm wearing like shorts and a t-shirt, like a normal person training. Not a normal person, but I don't know how to explain it. I love it. I just love it. And it makes me like just so relaxed. And if I get hot, I take my top off and I'm absolutely chill with working out in a sports bra. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like there was a part of my brain that thought you were obliged to work out in a sports bra and shorts or a sports bra and leggings, and you would wear a hoodie and a big top if you felt like a little bit insecure. That was my genuine mindset. And I've been both ways. I've been in my baggy clothes era. I've been in lots of different eras, but it was so nice to just go to the gym and not have to look like figure hugging clothes or like everything super tight or people looking at it, or not also like drowning myself in baggy clothes. It was just a neutral way. It was just like almost what child Anna would wear to like sports, like a t-shirt and a pair of shorts. Do you know what I mean? Anyways, just thought I'd share that. So yeah, mirrors are just like, I'm just like, I don't know, not really looking at it. And again, this isn't from a place of like not thinking that I don't look good enough. It's just kind of like an out of body experience since running. And you're like, you're just in the moment. It's the only thing you receive back when you're running is how are you feeling. So it's maybe going to the gym and be like, I want to focus on how I'm feeling. And so it's just super, super nice. I think also going in with a little bit of a plan was nice. And yeah, the last thing that I want to share is, guys, I've had so much less coffee. It is a joke. Bearing in mind, I used to have minimum and maximum. I just used to have two coffees a day, like both double shots. And I didn't think anything of it. Just that was the mojo. And then I started reading my like menstrual cycle book, and it's called In the Flow. And it said all of these things about coffee. And I literally remember, well, not even remember, like I know it's there. I wrote underneath, Like, I was like, I don't care. I love coffee. Like, I wrote that. I was such a child. I had to write that in the book. I was like, I like it. I don't care. Anyways, a week later, I did a gym workout and I had a coffee before and my anxiety went through the roof. And it was the first time where I really understood the effects of coffee on my body. And since then, I was kind of scared to like have it. Like, I would have a matcha or I was just like, oh my God, I just don't want to give my body anxiety. And since then, I cannot explain how it is now like a treat to have a coffee. Like, today, my coffee was a decaf flat white. So it's decaf, right? You've got a little bit of caffeine coming in there, but that's because I'm like, right, like, do you know what I mean? Doing a bit of work today. Like, I want my little coffee. I just want the taste. Yum. Yesterday was matcha. Day before was a one shot flat white. Day before, no coffee. So like going from 14 coffees a week, I've probably gone to what? Two? Because again, I've had some like one shot coffee. So that's basically half a coffee because one coffee is two shots. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, I'm pretty impressed with myself. And I just feel good. I don't feel shaky all the time. I don't feel as anxious. I've got better at fueling myself. Like, yeah, just it's going really well. So I have to love and leave you because I'm already late and I'm still not ready. I have a finance meeting in Central London and I'm supposed to leave 5 minutes ago and it's going to take me at least 10 minutes to get ready and eat. But anyways, I'm sending so much love. I hope this helped. And yeah, I would have done my marathon by now, but for me right now in the present moment, it's a week away. For you, when you're listening to this, it's like 2 days after my marathon. So check up on my Instagram if you want to see how I found it. And yeah, sending so much love and I will see you guys next week. Bye.